We're continuing with the restoration of all things, module 12. When our spirits resonate with the truth, we will discover that there are many wonders beyond those specifically mentioned in the Bible. God is expanding and his kingdom is expanding, and therefore the things written for people 2,000 years ago have application for us today, but God is speaking beyond that. We're walking with God on a relational journey to discover more about him and ourselves and what our role is in restoration. We have the Holy Spirit of truth in us and with us as our guide. We have Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life in us and with us to disciple us. We have our loving Father in us and with us to father us into sonship. This is a relational, not a mediatorial relationship. Therefore, we have direct access to Father, Son, and Spirit. Agape love, the love which describes who God is, should be what we use to measure and test everything against. That is the fundamental foundation for everything we do in the kingdom of God. It is based in love, the nature, essence, and very character of God himself. If you don't resonate with anything we're going to discuss at this part of the journey, then park it. Continue pursuing the truth with God directly. Don't just go on off at a tangent because you think this is too hard. There are many things I don't yet fully understand cognitively, but that doesn't necessarily make them wrong. There are things that I know now that I would have never believed were true years ago, but actually now I realize that many of the things that I thought were true were merely man's opinions, ideas that I got secondhand through other study, doctrines, sermons, messages, and such like. Now, the four streams of thought that are converging into one mighty river are mystic sonship, realized eschatology, universal reconciliation, energy, frequency, healing. We cover the other three streams in this model. The mystic stream is obviously the focus of the whole Engaging God program. So we're looking at universal reconciliation, Christian universalism, apokatastasis, which is the Greek word for universalism, the restoration of all creation, including everything that has been made. We saw that this was a very fundamental view that the early church had and the early church fathers wrote about. This wasn't something that was heretical. This was something that was very orthodox. Although it is controversial today, it certainly wasn't in history. Now, does this include all heavenly and dimensional beings? That's the question that we're asking. We looked at various aspects of that. Are there writings? Is it in the Bible? And we're going to look at more the testimony of people, myself, of my experiences with this, to give you some idea of perhaps what might be possible for you. So restoration of our creation mandate, which I believe includes the restoration of other dimensional beings and dimensions themselves, restoration of the fallen ones or fallen angels, restoration of elementals and sentient creation that we connect to as sons that is longing and waiting for our mature sonship so it can be set free into the freedom of the glory of our sonship. So I'm going to take you, this is what God said to me, I'm going to take you on the wildest of extreme journeys to discover who I am really is. And I'm hopefully going to take you on the same journey and you can pursue that journey yourselves. God is beyond what we could ever imagine or think. He is infinite. There is so much that we do not know. And the more we do know, the more we realize there is to know. So don't expect this to be simple or in one sense easy, because it's going to expand our consciousness. It's going to take us beyond what we presently believe, because there is more. The five oracles of my heart that you have begun to experience are just the first baby steps on this adventure that will explore deeper places within I am. So expect there to be more. I am manifold and multi everything, with no boundaries in dimension, time, or space. I am that I am, and all that exists is but the smallest string and fractal within me. I am is at rest within all things, and all things will come to be at rest within I am. And this is the journey we're on to restoring original intention, purpose, and relationship. That is the inevitable conclusion of I am that I am. All things live, move, and exist within I am, and therefore all things will be restored to the limitless of my loving desire. The more extremes that you experience, the more you will begin to understand about our limitless, abundant, effulgent, and overflowing love, expressed in ultra grace and mercy. The illusions and delusions of the do-it-yourself religious systems are but the feeblest attempts of the finite mind to understand the infinite, and are going to be annihilated by love's agenda, discovered in face-to-face restored innocence. In everything that I am exploring right now, it's all come out of my face-to-face encounters, my heart-to-heart encounters with love. And it is love which has destroyed my previous understanding of trying to put God in a box, come up with a systematic theological understanding of God. Leaning to that understanding will keep us in a box ourselves and keep us limited to our own mindset. We are to operate according to the mind of Christ, an anointed mind, a mind which is expanded, and our state of consciousness which is brought into a reality of sonship. There's where God wants to take us. The whole way that the good news is presented has been twisted and perverted by Leviathan to become bad news that undermines the reality of my character and nature. And I would suggest we relook at how we share this good news and whether we actually believe in the good news or whether what we believe in is bad news. The third reason I believe fallen ones can be restored, and we looked at the first two reasons last time, the testimony of others and myself. Testimony is a powerful thing. And when people begin to discover something, all of a sudden it opens up the arena for other people to begin to discover it as well. That's what forerunners do. They open up the way for others to come behind. Restoration is the inevitable conclusion of I am that I am. All things live and move and exist within I am. Therefore, all things will be restored to the limitless of my loving desire. Now, this is so, so important that we embrace. This is God's agenda. Restoration of all things is God's agenda and is a inevitable consequence of his nature and character as love. Son, you can deal with Destiny Robber now. You have the testimony that can restore him to his position and he can fulfill his destiny. Now, Destiny Robber was a being, a fallen angel, perceived in a dragon-like form that had been affecting our ministry. One of our mandates is to help people find and fulfill their destiny. Destiny Robber was robbing that, both robbing our destiny and people's destiny that we could have helped. So it was hindering. I saw it a number of years ago, but I've had no permission to deal with it. So now God, and this was in the middle of last year, said, you can deal with it. Now, the testimony that I had was talking to somebody else who shared their experiences of engaging with fallen angels. Now, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I had an encounter with someone. We talked about it. It resonated with me, and I took it back to God and said, okay, God, if this is true, if this is something that is possible for the sons of God to do, then you need to show me. And this was God's first attempt at getting me to do this. And although he said it, I needed more convincing. So I then began to open my heart up to the possibility, began to nurture that, cultivate the desire until the desire brought forth a birthed position. God said this, if you choose to do this, then his position of power and influence will be released to operate within both your local and wider spheres. Son, there are two others that will need to be restored. I was like, oh my word, there are more. These three will form a powerful bench of three over the atmosphere to cooperate with your blueprint. So there, here was an inducement, if you like, for me to engage in this because it was going to bring a benefit. But it's still way out of my comfort zone to be involved in this type of thing. This was a process that I didn't rush to embrace, but throughout 2019, the Father reminded me of my responsibility towards all creation. I couldn't escape it. He kept reminding me. He kept giving me encounters. I went through a process of transformation by the renewal of my mind. My thinking began to change. But I didn't immediately just go and do it. Son, when the foundations are reset and true openness and honesty, transparency are in place and deception removed, then you can engage to restore Destiny Robber. So then was some work to be done. Our atmosphere must be conducive to restoration, so there may need to be some preparation. And there was preparation amongst our atmosphere and things that we went through last year to bring us to a place where this restoring Destiny Robber was possible. Restore the light out of darkness. Because I started to ask how. Okay, how am I going to do this? You know, I still need to know stuff. I wanted to know how. I wasn't willing just to jump into this and hope for the best. Although I've done that many times and God's never let me down. But I wanted to know how. This is such a controversial subject. This is such a big topic. This is causing such problems within our communities. Restore the light out of darkness so the scales of deception and darkness can be removed and the pre-fall position and function can be re-established. This is restoration of relationship and position, not redemption for man's lost identity. We're not talking about man's redemption here. We're talking about restoration to a position and to a relationship. Son, offer only my love as light to bring restoration to those who were deceived by the light bearer. Son, administered the light of love into all areas of darkness to restore the relationships lost through deception. So here was some of the how-to. It's to do with love, it's to do with light. And I began to mull this over, to meditate on it, to ruminate it, to allow the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to illuminate it. So that when I went into this situation, I wouldn't go armed with a method, but I would go with revelation that then my spirit could respond to. Son, it is time to deal with Destiny Robber. Now, this was a number of months later. It's time to deal with Destiny Robber. Others are not capable of dealing with it and are not ready to deal with their own lives. So the challenge that was there to change and transform began to bite, if you like, and God then challenged me again. Let me show you the way to use love's light to restore those in darkness back into the light of love and truth. So I really didn't have much option at this point. The Father basically said, let me show you. And that's exactly what he did. So I took my place on the Freedom Mountain, our position of authority. And as I stood there, I transformed into pure light. I saw myself as pure light. Now, we are light, our spirit is light, of creative light form, but often we see ourselves in the residual memory of what we are in our physical appearance. But as I transformed into this pure light, I began to radiate a frequency that drew the being in closer to the light. There was something of the frequency I was giving off that was in some way drawing this being. It was circling inward towards the light until it stood before me. Now, this is quite a challenging thing. It's not something that I was used to. I sensed the tension within it. It felt being so close to the light. There was tension. And I released another frequency, deliberately with intention, within the light of hope. I wanted hope to inspire that something could change. And I entered into a dialogue. I said, I forgive you. Now, I didn't plan this. I just felt. And I felt it. I felt, in some senses, compassion. And therefore, I said, I forgive you. Its response was, you cannot forgive us. The sons have decreed that we cannot be forgiven. Now, it didn't say God decreed it. It said the sons have decreed that we cannot be forgiven. And I believe this is what mankind has done, what we call, even as believers have done, we have set up belief systems that influence creation. If those belief systems aren't correct, then it's a negative influence on creation. and creation still groans under that negative influence. I choose to forgive you, I said. No, I cannot be forgiven. I choose to release the Father's forgiveness to you. Now, I upped it a notch. It went beyond to me just forgiving them to releasing the Father's forgiveness, which means the Father's already forgiven them on the basis of the Father's forgiven everything. How could the Father ever be in unforgiveness? Because he is love and light. I decree that you can be restored. Now, I'm cutting this short, in a sense. This took a while. No, we have been told by the sons of God there is only destruction for us. And that's the position that most hold to. I sensed and I began to feel a wavering. So I released another frequency within the light of love. I extended the light of my being to overshadow the fallen one with love's light. And I released another frequency, the call to be restored. I encompassed this being within my spirit, within the light that I carried, and within the love that I was feeling. I sensed deep sadness and loss, and a new desire began to rise. So I reached out with love. I looked deep into its eyes within and called forth its destiny. As a being of light, reminded it of its pre-fall position and glory. The scales began to fall off its body. Light started to emerge from within. I sensed joy returning, so I call forth its destiny to be restored and its position to be restored. I looked deeper and saw it began to emerge from the deception into the light of truth. Its beauty began to come into view, and it was beautiful. I call forth its passion and fire and proclaim forgiveness and sensed the relief and heaviness lift. We have no idea how beautiful these things are. You know, yes, we've seen angels, but when they come forth, it's such a beautiful thing to see light exploding out of darkness. I recommissioned it, ascribed it a new name, the Freedom Destiny Restorer, gave it a new name, which was actually a name aligned to its original purpose anyway. It rose into the air, exploded in beautiful light, filled with joy. I sensed heaven's celebration. I sensed the celebration of the angelic realm. It was an amazing experience. I released it within freedom, to access all of our mountain spheres and to help in this process of restoration. I released it to inspire the Joshua generation to come forth out of the deception of the wilderness darkness into the glorious light of inheritance to live in a supernatural dimension beyond the veil. Destiny restored. The destiny of the Joshua generation, the sons of God restored. So some time passed and I shared this with people here. Some of them were somewhat surprised. And then Father said this, Son, it is time to deal with the other two fallen ones who've been assigned against your blueprint. They have heard the testimony of destiny, but think it's a trap and are being deceived. Son, it's time to deal with those things. I took my place on the Freedom Mountain again, and this is the position of authority that I carry. Again, transformed into radiant light, I called for bondage and disharmony to come into light. This is the names. Now, they have been perverted, twisted, in a sense, in darkness, and therefore do not carry the same form. We call them dragons, giants, other beings, or other names which really associated with the enemy in that way. But these were the names that I called. Slowly circling, the two distorted dragon-like beings came into view and stood before me in the light of love. Now I've got experience, I've got some testimony, so I declared their forgiveness, released them from their debts, things that they'd done to hinder us. I released them from that debt. We do not believe you, this is not possible, was their response. I repeated my declaration and in the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh offered them restoration. I sense their feelings and a glimmer of hope. There is a heart to heart. My spirit is connected here. I repeated the offer and extended my light around them in love so they could feel love's light filled with mercy and grace. That was the atmosphere that I had chosen with intention to create that I could engage them with. Again, the scales of darkness began to fall off. The light behind began to burst forth until these two radiant beings of freedom and harmony emerged. Again, such an awesome experience. I offered them their position within the kingdom, within the sphere of our blueprint. They accepted with rejoicing. I felt a strong bond as destiny came to join them in the light, and the bond was complete. There was an overwhelming feeling of excitement and joy and celebration of restoration. I felt the angelic realm rejoice as a brother is restored from darkness to light. Let's remind ourselves that God created all these beings. Colossians 1:15, he is the image of the invisible God, Jesus, the firstborn of all creation, therefore connected at the very beginning of all creation. So when we see what was done before the foundation of the world, on the foundation stone of creation, we see it so much about being that firstborn, being the one who's connected with creation for its creating. Verse 16, for by him all things were created. So being firstborn of all creation, he created it. So there's a role that Jesus took as the Son of God in creation to then create, both in the heavens and on the earth, so in the spiritual and the physical realm, visible and invisible. Now all of these thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities, positions that are occupied by originally angels of light, he created them. All things have been created through him and for him. Are they no longer for him? No, of course they're still for him. He's still the firstborn of all creation. God's original intention in creating the spiritual beings was for him. It goes on, Colossians 1:19, for it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus, in the Son. The fullness of God's character and nature, but the fullness of creation to be within us, within him, and we're within him. And when we're in him and all these things are in him, we can connect to them within this relationship we have with the Father as sons, as children. And through him, to reconcile all things to himself. Now, the whole tenor of this passage is all of creation. So there's no indication here that it talks about people. People aren't mentioned. Creation is mentioned. Rulers, principalities, they're mentioned. And it talks about reconciliation, reconciling all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Now it's basically saying the physical and the spiritual are all dealt with and reconciled. The whole cosmos has been reconciled to himself, and therefore no more are the trespasses or sin held against the whole of the cosmos. 2 Corinthians 5:19. So are there other beings that can be restored? So having, I believe, fallen angels can be restored. I have testimony of it. Others have testimony of it, and now I've talked to quite a lot of people who have talked about taming dragons and this sort of terminology, all using different terminology, but I believe really meaning the same thing, that restoration can be for those who have rebelled and can come back into their estate or their place. But are there other beings that can be restored? Now, we have a lot of stuff where people are talking about ETs and all this type of stuff. Are these beings from other dimensions or from our universe? That's one question to ask. Are they living in solar systems, within other star systems? or are they in other dimensions? Now, my experience that I've experienced, and I'm only can be only limited by my experience, is that the beings that I've engaged from other dimensions are from other dimensions, are not from this universe, not from this physical dimension, but from other dimension realities. Now, can they access this dimension? Yes, I believe they can. I believe they have. I believe that some have opened portals to those other dimensions and have invited beings to come into this dimension from those dimensions. That was done a number of times using various incantations. It was sought to be done recently with opening the Western Gate, and that was thwarted. But there seem to be incursions from other dimensions. Now, I know some people will say, no, they're from our universe. I believe that the portals come through other star systems into our universe from other dimensions. There are gateways into our universe from other dimensions. I have accessed those dimensions from the realms of heaven, but there are other ways of access, both ways. So we need to be careful when we're looking at portals, to be careful where they access and what is on the other side of them. Don't just assume that there's a portal, you can open it and invite everything through it. Be careful. So are they the ETs, aliens of sci-fi movies? I personally don't believe so. Not the ones I've met anyway, but I do believe that they are from other dimensions. And they are beings. They exist. They have form. Their dimensional form may be different. So I've been on a long journey to discover the truth of these realities. Again, what I've experienced now, I hadn't been on this journey from 2000, really, of 15, 16, from God calling me to go beyond my present reality into new realities, then I probably would have rejected this, you know, out of hand. But it's been a journey that I've embraced, even though it's been a struggle. So in 2015, God said this, you've begun your quest well, now I add another quest. Now I had several quests given to me by Enoch, and I engaged Enoch again, and there was another quest. Here are the terms. You are called to embark on a journey to uncover the ancient past beyond the throne of grace into the sapphire cube on the pavement of ultimate knowledge to release the truth of interdimensional travel and engage dimension beyond beyond. So this was my first invitation. This was the first time God ever spoke to me about beyond beyond. I had no idea what this really meant, but I'm up for adventure and quests inspire me. So I took it into my heart and I began to pursue. But I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know how to access it. And in reality, I was thinking of a place. But this took it further into, first of all, a change of reality within me so I could begin to see things from different perspectives. This is where the mysteries that many are seeking for can be found for those seeking have not yet developed the level of intimacy through relationship to be trusted. Will you accept this quest to unveil the ancient mysteries? Yes, I accept. Your reward is the deeper truth that will be opened. Its treasures will be darkness restored into light. This is 2015. I had no idea what this meant. I had no idea that this meant fallen angels. I had no idea, and it was just a something that I put in my journal, and it's within me, but I didn't know what it meant, and I really didn't know the implications of it at that point, and I think I would have struggled if I did. But God said it then, and I find when I go back over my journals and I look at the things that God said, he says it various times in various ways, and I don't get it to begin with, and then when he says it again, I get a little bit more of it, and again a little bit more of it. But the deconstruction and the renewal of the mind enables you to grasp something that first you have no cognitive understanding of. Don't expect to understand everything God says. And don't even try to understand it with your own understanding. Allow the journey and the process to bring transformation of the mind so that you will be able to engage. Beyond, beyond needs preparation within my voice. Now, because I didn't know where beyond was or what it meant, I then started to ask the Father, pester him a little bit. Well, what does it mean? Where is this beyond? How do I get there? What do I do there? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And, you know, God loves that. He likes me to talk to him. And I pestered him for a while. And so one day he said this, beyond needs preparation within my voice, in the matrix of my thoughts and in the essence of my heart, deeper and deeper into the fabric of the vibrational frequency structures. Man, I had no idea what that meant. Absolutely no idea whatsoever. How could I be within his voice? Was that within his name? What is the matrix of his thoughts and the essence of his heart? Now, when I began to go through the deconstruction process, the Father took me out into the eternal now. And these were what I discovered within that eternal now perspective, being within his voice, within his thoughts, and within his heart. And I then began to get drawn to frequency and vibration, Metatron's cube, the tree of life, the Sephiroth, all of those type of things began to stir me, and I started to resonate. I was drawn towards frequency and vibration in such a way that I wasn't before. That was all part of the preparation. Within wisdom's bosom, prudence awaits you to fully engage the navigational instruments that you have been that have been given to you. Now, prudence, an angel that is there on wisdom's heights, had given me 7 navigational instruments. To be honest, I didn't really understand what I was supposed to do with them. And it wasn't like they were actual instruments, but they were figurative of the need to navigate things or to go to places I didn't know where they were. So I started to engage wisdom and prudence again. I embraced the ability to travel and engage inter and multi-dimensionally beyond, weaving eternity into the fabric of space-time in true sonship. There is something about our sonship that is designed to converge eternity into time, the eternal now of God into the is of heaven, so it can be manifested into the what will be on earth in this physical realm. And I began to discover that in a way which was governmental. I began to discover governmental positions, the circle of the deep, the 12 chancellor's houses, court cases, engaging the Council of 70 and other councils of God. All of this was part of my journey and process. I didn't know how it all wove together, but the beyond was part of that. And the thought of traveling and engaging began to become a possibility, even though I didn't do it. Son, feel and express my eternal heart to reflect my image, be my son. So what I experienced there, I was now to release. I've called you and have chosen you, son. You are to carry the essence of my eternal precepts in full governmental array. Again, at that point, no idea what that meant. Now I have more of an understanding of that. The dominion of all the spheres is the destiny of all my children. So now there was something where God was trying to get me out of the earthbound sense of my thinking to realize there's multi-dimensions to engage. Let the lion begin to roar, order to release heaven's frequency into the earth to shape the fabric of the religious structures and systems created from the poison fruit of the DIY tree following the wrong path. So some of what we believe is going to be challenged by heaven's frequency, like the lion, the king, roaring order, government, to bring change. No end to the increase of his government and peace. So 2016, I engaged beyond in dimensions of blue light. The first thing I did, I went beyond my own understanding. And I went into the blue light of the Metatron's cube. And within that blue light cube, remember, I'd released a blue light. Blue light has been something which has been associated with governmental calls, and I felt inexpressible joy. Overwhelming knowledge flooded my mind, creative patterns, plans, blueprints of creative orders, where our universe is but a dot within the creative mind of God. All of a sudden, the transcendent infiniteness of God began to invade my small thinking. So often we're so parochial in our thinking. Our thinking is so small, and yet God is so infinite. And he has to expand our consciousness. Encounters like this were part of my process. I can't tell you exactly what happened. I do my best to express in words, but something happened in these encounters. I stood within the cube and was totally overloaded with the truth that's so pure, so wonderful, that it can't be contained within the finite structure of the physical mind. Therefore, our consciousness needs expanding. Restoration truth and knowledge, which was too much for my undeconstructed mind at the time. I experienced it. I didn't understand it cognitively because I couldn't. So deconstruction, renewal and expansion of consciousness needed to take place. And 2016 and onwards, that whole process really, really began in earnest. I began to get deconstructed in my thinking. God began to challenge my belief systems in a big way. I had encounter after encounter of cognitive dissonance. What I believe was challenged by what I experienced. That produced deconstruction of my conscious and subconscious beliefs and transformation, formed a transformation by renewing of my mind. And that's what began to take place at that time. My spiritual consciousness has been expanded to contain love's true revelation and expand my soul's consciousness. What my spirit instinctively knew, because that's where we come from, my soul needed to engage with at a different level. I needed to come into agreement consciously, in other words. Manifested sons of God will all need an expansion of consciousness to contain the divine nature. We cannot contain God within the limited confines of our own mind. We need to engage in the unlimited expansion of his mind. In July 2016, God said this, "Son, legislation is coming at a new level. I'm opening new spheres of government and new dimensions that will be accessed by those who will fire walk with me." Now, fire walking is walking on the firestones, walking in the river of fire, engaging the fire of the altar. It's a transformatory refining process. "Son, walk the firestones and these new revelations and experience will open up." And I began to do that. During 2016, the Father showed me that was a place beyond the throne. He wanted to show me that beyond was a place beyond the throne of grace, where there were portals of light that looked like revolving doors. I needed help to begin to find a way of engaging. And God helped. And he showed me a place I could go, although really this was talking about an expanded reality consciousness. I had to connect with it, and a place helped me connect. So I went beyond the throne of grace, followed the river of life, beyond the throne of grace, where I hadn't been before, never really thought about anything beyond the throne of grace, but I went there, and there were portals of light that looked like revolving doors. And I stood there on and off for months, unable and unwilling to step through the slit. It looked like these things were revolving quite closely, so it was just a slit of light, and then the light went, then a slit of light. And I didn't have the courage to step through the slit. There was obviously more deconstruction necessary. Eventually, after months, I plucked up the courage to step through the slit. And when I went through into that dimension, my mind could not fathom the experience. It was beyond. It was beyond, 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 beyond anything. I can't even put it into words. It was so different. So I withdrew and I engaged the Father and I said, "Well, you called me to go beyond. I have no idea what it meant. And he said, well, why did you go there without me? And it was like, oh, another dough moment. Why? I don't know. I thought I needed to pursue this as a quest, but not independently. So I asked the father why I could not understand. He said, I could understand, not understand independently of him. And that was so important. I can understand anything independent of him, of course. The father said, the beyond beyond is near and will soon be here in a new reality. Allow your mind and your consciousness to be expanded beyond all that you presently know and have experienced. Oh, the wonder of you. And this is what I expressed as soon as this began to take place. And I had some encounters that began to take me deeper into his heart, open up his mind. And I wrote this one day, oh, the wonder of you, the overflowing, lavish abundance of your nature, the very essence of existence. I wish and desire with desperation to know more and more, deeper, closer, more intimate in the beyond beyond. Now my heart's desire was turned towards going beyond anything I'd experienced before, and I was willing to do whatever. Now I see this is not a place, but a state of altered and expanded reality, the renewal of my mind from a heavenly and eternal perspective. And that was so key. So in June 2017, I lay down in green pastures with the shepherd of my soul, and I rested in his love. In 2017, rest became the theme, to take me into a place where I would allow him to do what he needed to do. A love that knows no boundaries, that will stop at no obstacles. A love stronger than even death, which is now no barrier. Because at this point now, I had now experienced going into the fire and releasing people from that fire. Therefore, I had an experience of love which transcended death as I knew it and totally changed my whole view of the fact that death is not the end of choice for people. That God's love transcends death and death cannot change God to not be loving. I found rest for my soul as I rested in what my shepherd has already accomplished for me. And my soul found restoration is outworked in union as a consequence of intimacy. I just had to learn to be. And when I learned to be, I had access into beyond beyond. The closer I got to the deeper knowledge through experience, the more I changed and was transformed into the truth that I now rest in. This was a really powerful transformatory process. My whole being rested in the peace of mystic union of shepherd and sheep yoked together in oneness. This was what I was beginning to discover in a deeper reality, being in union in that oneness with him, with his heart, with his mind, however you want to describe it. My mind being renewed by truth in this union of minds, becoming one mind with the mind of Christ. My consciousness cleansed by the washing of the living water of the living word, Jesus, who whispers gently to me. See, when I was lying in green pastures, he was whispering gently to me words that were cleansing my life, transforming me, restoring me, removing trauma from me. My imagination purified by the truth of my identity, free from its limitations and restrictions, activated to the endless possibilities that my consciousness could now envisage. I began to see possibilities that never even existed before this. My reasoning is filled with unfettered, undistorted thoughts flowing from the conversations of heart-to-heart cardiogenosis, facilitated by emotions healed and restored by love's passion and desire. My will surrendered in abandonment to the ideas flowing from the union of co-heirship, where heart and purposes mingle beyond time and space, free from the linearity and awash with redemptive zeal. It's like the non-linear thinking which God did dealt with my linear thinking to create non-linear thinking was part of this process and union. I had to be able to operate in more dimensions at the same time than just one or two. And this process expanded my ability to be multidimensional. My choices, inspired by the cosmic potential possibilities of creation's restoration to completeness, wholeness, through perfected sonship, I began to see the role of sonship within the restoration of all things and creation being set free from its bondage to corruption. I am that I am, experienced in intimacy's embrace. I began to know more of what I am really is, love. I am my beloved's and he is mine, joy overflowing in the dance of rest, where I'm in my garden, on my dance floor, in the soaking room, in the bridal chamber, held, embraced, tightly secure, safe, in his arms of love. This is such a wonderful place to be. I saw the beyond beyond stretching out, unfurling, unraveling from my place of pure rest. What was the eternal now, infiltrating imperceptibly into what is, to establish what will be. So important, this process. Restoration is what will be because it already exists within the eternal now of the Father's heart. Timelines reconnecting, merging into restored streams of consciousness, the force of love's desire overwhelming the linear barriers of history like a tsunami or sandstorm of inevitability. The victory of the cross casting its shadow through all time and space, announcing the freedom and emancipation from all fallen realities. Now, I just wrote this in my journal. I have no idea what I was writing, but it's something that was inspired by experiencing rest, discovering that I could live loved, love living, and live loving in a totally different dimensional reality. Then November 2017. Son, come walk with me. We walked to the waterfall and entered the cave of assignments behind the waterfall, engaged with Enoch. Enoch handed me a scroll. Son, this is the most difficult task that you've been given, so you are free to decline. Now, I'm up for a challenge. So, you know, when someone challenges me that you don't have to do this, it's like something in me just says, well, I'm going to do it then. So what's the task, I asked. Well, son, herein lies the difficulty. The task can only be known after you've completed it. I'm like, what does that mean? Well, I couldn't be told what the task was, probably because I would say no. So by saying yes to the task, it would outwork on the journey. And then when I had done something, I would realize that that was part of the task. That's how this, I think, figured it out. Father, I accept the task. That was my response. Son, walk with me. So we walked to the place beyond the throne of grace along the river of life. And there were three portals of light there. This was where, remember, I saw slits of light revolving, and I focused on one of those, and I couldn't fathom it. I saw three, and the Father beckoned me to step through the central portal, but I hesitated. Son, this is where you get to trust me. My previous experience was so overwhelming that I thought it would be wasted to go through there again, but I trusted him. I stepped into the light and sensed myself traveling or transitioning before coming into an anteroom of sorts with many things I did not recognize. There were three races or types of being attending, communicating with each other as if in silent conversation. Now, this freaked me out somewhat, but the Father was with me, and so I felt safe. They turned to face me, and the tall, rather regal-looking figure spoke. Now, these were humanoid, but not human, if that makes sense. We need your help. We have been calling for help, but no one has responded until now. Have you been sent? Yes, I replied, but I don't know what for. We need a son of God who knows his identity and is authorized to act dimensionally to bring reconciliation and restoration to our races. And I'm like all of a sudden overwhelmed. We have been enslaved, entangled in a web of deception and lies that has restricted our ability to see the truth. Can you remain here and teach us how to know the truth? Who are you? Was my response. We are the representatives of the Dactarians, the Illuvians, and the Cimmerians. They said, in ways I found difficult to connect to, but I perceived what they were saying. It's like the universal translator enabled me to engage. Who enslaved you? Was my response. The darkness who was the light. I bless the covering cherub. Who are you? Well, we are the Ravias, the Graktan, and the Pariases. We are the ambassadors. What do you want of me? Tell us the story. What story? You know, the true story, the love story. We know of your sonship and the place the sons have within the story, but we are veiled to the origin, having been deceived. So I have the task to radiate the hope of recollection that will cause desire for harmony of union. That's what I felt. I needed something here that was going to reconnect them to their original position. Now, how to do that? I have no idea. Absolutely no idea. But I felt stirred to action. The union of soul and spirit and body within the heart of the Father's intent, reconnecting with the union of earth and heaven, that is the spark for reconciliation and restoration of all within the seen and unseen realms between the dimensions and the races divided. What we experience within God and within our own union of body, soul and spirit, and coming into the circle of the dance within that amazing circle of relationship, the perichoresis, it stirs a recollection in us. And then the frequency that we carry or we radiate is actually engaging other dimensions, other dimensional realities. And I believe that frequency is beginning to increase. Just as Schumann's frequency is spiking with sonship, I believe the Schumann's frequency of this planet is, through our sonship identity revelation, beginning to touch the other dimensions in a positive way, just as it's touched the other dimensions in a negative way, as we see that I discovered when I engaged in some of those dimensions. The books of the Library of Heaven are filled both with history and possibility, and I've absorbed restored truth and perspective. I engaged in knowledge to receive some wisdom about these things, about history, about dimensions, about what happened. Now I have some knowledge of that that inspires me. I don't need to describe exactly what I know, because I don't know much of what I know, but I know enough to be inspired. I continued and I felt wisdom imparted for future missions in the restoration process. The desire and passion for restoration had increased, and the limitations began to fall away as the possibilities became probabilities within my mind. And this is what happens. What you think, what you don't even think about, you don't know. Then you start to think about things which are impossible. But then those impossibilities just become probabilities, and then you know that you know that something can be done. I sense the knowledge of the ancients and the abilities of the old are being restored. Now, whatever that ancient knowledge, remember the Father told me about restoring ancient knowledge or engaging the ancient pathways, and I think some of it was this is what it was about. Son, now do you see beyond? Yes, Father, I see and I volunteer. Son, you are called and mandated to engage the truth seekers throughout history and see them restored. Son, you are also mandated to engage the dimensions to free those who are trapped and crying with the groans of bondage. Now, we are not limited by time. When you engage with the heart of God in the eternal now, it's all now. So there is no sense of time there. Time has an outworking within the realms of heaven, in the different dimensions of creative light, and within the earth, in created light. So we have access to truth seekers throughout history, and we can impart wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to them, almost as if we were angels coming to them because they're seekers of truth with revelation. Now, I've done this a number of times in bringing mysteries out of the discovery house and imparting those mysteries to people so they would have be recipients of truth, which has brought about inventions and other things. So we can have a role in this, but also to engage in the dimensions where those that I had met, those three races, are trapped. But some are now beginning to cry out because hope, the light of love in hope, has penetrated the darkness of those dimensions. And those dimensional beings are beginning to realize that there is hope. And sonship is what they're connecting to, our sonship. Son, engage the dimensions for their restoration from the bondage that they are in. Step beyond where you have been comfortable to go and feel my heart for those who are in captivity. Now, I've done this with those in the fire. Now I was going to do it with those in other dimensions. Remember your mandate from Isaiah 61 to set the captives free and those who are in prison free. My son died to reconcile the whole cosmos to me, so don't think less than the whole that the cross accomplished. I engaged the tree of life, I ate the fruit, I realized that the nations associated with the healing leaves are not limited to this dimension, but life and freedom is for all nations and all families across all dimensions. This expanded the possibilities that our sonship engages in. Rest is the key to restoration and revelation. Start to focus your breathing on rest. I want us to go into an encounter again. The next session, I'm going to describe some of my experiences in those dimensions. But I believe God is giving the Joshua generation, the sons of God who are willing to take their identity and their position, authority to do these things. It's not just me. There's multiple dimensions and things that need to be dealt with. And if you're up for a quest, if you're up for even asking God for a mandate, or whether you have a mandate, it starts from a place of rest. You cannot do it by striving for it or trying to produce it. You come to a place of resting in his love, experiencing an unconditional love, and then being inspired by that unconditional love to engage others. So I encourage you just to close your eyes. Start to just focus your breathing, slowing down your breathing. Just start to get your physical body into a place of rest. Start to breathe deeply. Just breathe in. And then breathe out slowly. So breathe in and then breathe out, focusing on the name of God, being in that name, within his voice. And then just exhale slowly. And then breathe in and breathe out, and breathe in and breathe out. Yod, hey, vav, hey. Just repeat breathing in, breathing out, and invite love, joy, and peace within you. Presence of Father, Son, and Spirit within your spirit. Invite them to expand your consciousness, your experience of love, of joy. joy of peace. Let it begin to fill you with love. Let your gratitude be overflowing your joy. Let peace just fill you. Let it flow through your soul. Intentionally create an atmosphere of rest around you. You are in a safe place. In a safe place within the arms of love, filled with joy, overwhelmed with peace, resting in unconditional love. And from that place, let your spirit lead you. You can think of an open heaven, set your desire upon engaging the open heaven, maybe engaging the Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey of the four faces of God. Wherever you feel that you're led, shift your thinking and take a step into that dimension. Engage with Jesus, our High Priest. Present yourself as a living sacrifice. Choose. Ask Him to take you, to reveal restoration, unveil the oracles of the Father's heart, take you into the eternal now. Engage the Firestone, wherever it is that you need to go. Just be open for Jesus to take you. Ask Him whether you have a mandate to engage in some of these dimensional realities, or even to engage the process of the quest that would take you into transformation and expansion of your consciousness. Jesus, just take each person where they need to go to experience what they need to experience in that place of rest, in you, for the renewal of their minds and the fulfillment of their destiny.